Hey everybody, it's Edwin Salmon here in your ears from Reviewables, and this is Cian McGarrigle about to speak now in a second.
Also from Reviewables, the podcast you're actively listening to right now.
We review things, but mainly we complain about things and have rambling conversations. And we had one with our guest this week.
Maurice Gaughan,
yes.
Comedian.
Energy sources we like, renewable, some sweets are hard and others are chewable, bank accounts while interests accruable, we believe that.
Do you have any nicknames?
No, not a nickname person. Hate characters, hate nicknames.
And fun. How? Where do you stand on fun?
Yeah,
on
I
its
mean,
throat.
It has a time and a place.
It has a time and a place, a pre-appointed time and place.
It's not 10 a.m. on a fucking Friday, is it?
We are entering fun time. Please have fun until the alarm goes.
We gotta start recording this podcast late at night.
Yeah,
We're all drunk.
We've done one or two. We've started, by the way. We've done one or two.
We started ages ago.
Oh yeah, yeah. But this we're starting now.
Oh really?
That was there. Yeah.
Okay.
We've done one or two podcasts where there was booze involved. Christmas episode 2016. If you can cast your mind back.
Oh yeah.
Where we made Jim Elliot drink and then he went to work. That was at 10 a.m. as well.
And we have to have Fred Cook on because Fred just sat there looking sad.
That's because Fred was really hungover.
Yeah.
Don't have Fred Cook on your podcast if he's been out the night before.
But we love you, Fred.
That's our rule. Well, this is, we're in mid-January now. And
are we?
No, it's the 5th. I'd call this early January still.
Happy New Year.
It's the 9th of January today.
It's the 5th.
Look at this. This always happens. It's very easy to confuse guests.
In a way, it's timeless. It's neither early morning or the 5th of January. Technically speaking, it's the 5th of January, but I guess people won't be listening to this on the 5th of January or probably the 9th of January, if we're all honest with ourselves.
Hey, no, I will stand, I will correct you there. If you're listening to this on the 9th of January, tweet us, let us know that you are, because people are, our many fans
yeah.
will be listening to this.
People could
on
be
their
listening
commute.
They could be listening to it on the 5th of January.
Well, they could be.
2019.
Yeah, they're next door.
Nice one, Edmund.
Our producer next door, Alan, is probably listening to us. Shout out to Alan next door at the moment.
Alan next door. What a weird euphemism.
It's a terrible fake name. He goes signs into motels with, oh, Alan next door.
Is Mr. Next Door? Mr. Mickey Mouse. They always use that, don't they? What was that? Oh, that was in a movie. Notting Hill.
Wow, good Notting Hill reference.
I didn't call it Notting Hill, I call it Notting Hill.
Notting Hill.
That's the Offaly version of that movie.
That place where nothing has been developed yet. Notting Hill.
Notting Hill.
No buildings up there.
It's just a fucking hill.
She signs in, she checks into hotels using cartoon characters' names.
Yeah, and then Hugh Grant does his... I wonder if the... and all the women go, oh, he's so charming and toothy.
What's happened to Hugh Grant?
Apparently he was really good in Paddington too.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it yet, but I think
he's a bit of crack. He's never claimed to be the greatest actor in the world.
Got a floppy fringe. That's all he needs, baby.
I think he's like a poor man's Matthew McConaughey when Matthew McConaughey was still doing rom-coms.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a Matthew McConaughey
It's a different
rom-com.
Kind of...
That's outrageous.
I know, yeah.
You've never seen a Matthew McConaughey rom-com?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I have either.
You've never seen How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
No, I haven't seen Failure to Launch either, despite referencing it many times.
I haven't heard of that one. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, I think, is like the pinnacle of like rom-coms. It's perfect. Like everything about it is just like executed so well. It's such good. I think it's like in his top three of best films he's ever done.
The Citizen Kane of rom-coms.
Yeah, and people, look, I know you have a bit of a snideness to you there about it, but like honestly,
no,
a good actor is in those type of films. Like it's not impressive to do Dallas Buyers Club. We all could get an Oscar if you're playing that.
Dallas Buyers Club. Yeah, just don't eat and pretend to have AIDS.
Yeah, there it is.
Oscar is yours. It's funny because I was reading an interview with Christian Bale the other day and he was talking about how everyone wants him, they're always trying to get him to do rom-coms and he's like sort of snidely as I was there going, ooh, rom-coms. Bleh. But maybe he's just not that good an actor.
I really think it is.
He can't pull it off.
I haven't seen How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. I have seen Bride Wars.
He's not in that one, though.
No,
is he? He's not one of the brides.
But it's a
rom-com. That would be a really good performance.
I have seen, and it's a piece of shit. But I watched the whole thing.
That's the problem, is like there's such a low threshold for rom-coms. I think they get a really bad rep.
Yeah.
But if it's a well-executed one, I don't think you can top it.
The Big Sick was excellent. That's a rom-com.
Yeah, I watched that on a plane, and because I figured it was the least cinematic option. You know when you're on a plane and you... Because I like movies, but I like watching them on the big screen, and I'm thinking, right, what's the... You know, because you're watching it on the back of someone's headrest.
Yep.
So I watched The Big Sick. And maybe it's because I was on my own or I was on a plane or both of those things. But I didn't laugh out loud. I enjoyed it. Like, it was good, pleasant, but I didn't go... at any point.
Yeah. Good, because that would be really obnoxious behavior on a plane.
Yeah. But is it because there was no, I wasn't watching it with someone?
Well, if you're watching a comedy by yourself, you're probably less likely to laugh. You know, comedies play well with an audience. But look at us knowing things about stuff.
But it's funny, when they give out awards for movies, you know, like the Oscars just has normal films. Mm-hmm. As best normal film. Best normal film. But at the Golden Globes, they have best musical or comedy, best drama. They should expand it, and best animated film. But there's so many genres. They should have best rom-com, best actor in a rom-com, because it's difficult.
Yeah, but there's probably TV awards that do break stuff down a bit more. Or, you know,
no.
Is there not?
No.
I have no idea. Soap awards? Well, they don't do rom-coms. They just do the soaps.
I think, well...
I mean, what I mean is there might be specific award shows. Is there like a rom-com awards in Hollywood somewhere?
No. I mean, the MTV Movie Awards used to do Best Kiss and Best Fight, Best Dramatic Pose and all these kind of weird ones.
Yeah, there you go.
But that was voted for by fans, not just old white men.
And old white men know best, as we all know.
When are all these old white men going to die off?
See, those get replaced.
Because they control politics, they control the movie industry.
They always get replaced.
By other old white men.
Yeah, well, they're not old now, but they're getting old.
Are all these old men being grown in a warehouse in Holland alongside strawberries and lettuce and whatnot?
And mushrooms.
And they squeeze them when they're just old enough. They say,
ship them to Hollywood.
Off to the Academy Awards ceremony with you. You've got to vote on some movie. And they just go, what's that? Who's he? He's very skinny.
Very skinny. He has AIDS.
Is he playing a real lad? All right, give it to him. Give it to him now.
Where did they get that accent in Holland?
That's just a very specific region. That's the Offaly town region of Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Okay. So a lot of people think you're American, by the way.
Yeah.
I have to say.
I lived for like a year in Chicago and like a couple years in LA, but I feel like I had this accent kind of anyway.
It's Chicago. You're missing the R there. You're not pronouncing it right. Just to let you know. A little bit of mansplaining for you there. And I'd pat you on the head if I could reach. No. Chicago, I've only been to Texas. I've never been to Chicago. You lived in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I came back like a year ago.
And how was that compared to here? Is it crazy or is it cool or is it...
Yeah, well, when I was living there, I wasn't doing comedy or anything like that. So I wasn't like in the like Hollywood bubble or whatever. So I really liked it. I didn't do anything though. Like I kind of just like lived right by the beach and just like went on the beach every day. Went on a lot of Tinder dates for food.
So you're a beach
food.
Bum.
Yeah.
We'll date for food.
Do you put that on your CV? When you have your job interview later on, they'll say, so I see you were a beach bum in Los Angeles for a while. How was that?
I was doing my master's. So
in beach bummery?
Yeah.
Ah, your master's.
Were you doing a master's in UCLA?
No, I was doing it in Amsterdam, and then I was going like back and forth between Amsterdam and LA. So I wrote my thesis in LA.
On the boat that brings the white man.
Exactly.
Ship you over and back. That's really handy.
Because we had Aoife Dooley on talking about her. She was on holidays in Los Angeles. And she was just talking about the...
Going to end up at an orgy accidentally.
Yeah. So
did that ever happen to you?
Never accidental.
Cool.
And what are
no further questions.
Los Angeles, are they sound enough, or are they a bit?
Is anyone
sort of
from LA? Is that is LA one of those places where everyone's from somewhere else?
Yeah, I think
everyone
so.
Goes yeah. there in search of dreams, and
they just end up starting a podcast.
Yeah. Or
well, I think I really
beach.
Liked the people I met there, and I think okay, they might have been lying, but at least they had like interesting stories. They might have all been full of shit, but like it was still entertaining to hang out with them.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They're not boring.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, boring liars are the worst kind of liars.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, if you're going to lie, make it interesting.
I bought a pint of milk.
Oh, fuck off. Sorry. I didn't really. Role play there.
Role play?
Me just saying fuck off to you after one inane comment.
It's just this podcast.
Yeah.
It's not role
fuck
play
off. Oh, so that could be a slogan for a podcast, for a new slogan. Reviewables. Fuck off.
Sponsored by Just Eat.
Oh, yeah.
We should introduce our guest, although we've probably done that in the...
We have, but we could do it again.
In the intro. Have we?
Yeah.
I'm still not pronouncing your name right, I think.
Give it another go.
Maurice.
Yeah. Maurice.
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 Mer. Mar.
I don't know now.
I've confused
Maurice?
Yeah. Maurice.
I love how unsure you are.
Do some people call you just Mary?
No, I've never got that before. Some people will think, like Americans will call me Marissa. They'll think I've just spelt it wrong, like I've put an E on at the end.
I like the way, yeah, they just presume you've spelled
your own
name wrong.
Oh, you spelled your own name wrong. Oh, sweetie.
Let me help you out there. Spell-splaining.
Spell-splaining.
do you get a lot of Steve Miller Band references?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, not in a while, actually. In college, people, like, that was my song.
Yeah.
In college. Yeah. I used to get a lot, I used to spell it M-A-R-I-C-E.
Mm-hmm.
And so all growing up, people would call me Morris, because that's, like, closer to
yeah.
Oh, that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I changed it to the S. And
you changed it?
Never look back. Well, actually, so I was getting my passport when I was 12, and I got my birth cert, and it spelled with an S. And so I asked my mum, and she's like, oh, I must have just forgot. So then I went back to how it originally was, but my mom's family will still be like, I'm not doing that attention seeking shit. It's spelled with a C.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's an S.
Do you ever think about changing your name?
I used to hate it when I was younger, just because, like, no one would ever get it right, and people would be like, oh, are you a boy or something? Because that's your name. And yeah. When you're 10, that's, like, really scathing to hear.
Are you
like,
a boy
or maybe
something?
I am.
Yeah, what's the something?
Yeah.
Are you a boy or a fawn or some sort of mythical
creature? Not a girl,
creature?
Anyway.
Yeah.
You're not a girl.
I don't mind it now, though. It's, you know.
Well, it's unique, you see. That's good for comedy.
Yeah, I guess so.
And people who are sexist and think that women aren't funny might, you know, go, oh, there's a man on tonight telling jokes. And then you show up and they're like, what? Are you a boy or something? I'm leaving.
Well, the only thing is, like, a lot of hosts won't get it right.
Yeah, yeah. Because yeah. I've spent a good 20 minutes trying to get it right.
Yeah.
And I've gotten it right maybe twice. Maurice. But you got my name wrong a while ago, but I didn't correct you, so I just thought...
Did you?
You know what? I did, because I was like...
What did you call him?
I think she went to
I
call me...
I think I called you Edmund or something.
Oh, yeah. I want to call you Edmund. That's way better.
No,
I never liked your name, Edwin.
Well, I'm going to call you Charlie.
Fine, I don't care.
You don't have to change your monogrammed handkerchiefs. Just change your name to Charlie.
Thank you, not to insult my monogrammed handkerchiefs.
Charlie McGarrigal.
Edmund is good. Have you been called Edmund before?
I've been called Edmund, I've been called Edward, I've been called Eamon.
Eamon?
Eamon, yeah. Only by my own father. He calls me Eamon.
He went, I wanted to call you Eamon.
No,
your mother overruled me.
So. No, he worked with a man called Eamon for years, and that's what he says when he calls me Eamon by mistake, which happens a lot. Now, he's been retired for 10 years at this point, but he goes... Eamon, will you go upstairs? And I was like, who now, Dad?
And did he have a good relationship with this guy, or?
He must have, if he...
Misses him that much.
If he misses him that much that when he looks at his old son, he sees his old work colleague and not his son standing there.
Well, that's the positive way to look at it.
Yeah, yeah.
So you wouldn't want him to look at you.
The more realistic way is that he's just, you've left such a little impression on your own father that he's forgotten your name already.
I mean, I don't know. As he gets older, he'll probably get more confused and think when he's looking at my face, he thinks he's looking at a mirror in the past. A past mirror.
Photograph.
Or a photograph. Yeah. Oh, that's what they're called. Yeah.
Photographs.
Well, I've got a book of past mirror pictures at home.
Funny, there was a simpler way to say this, but there isn't.
Oh, shit. So on this podcast, we occasionally review things.
We never review things.
But we usually just use that as an excuse to complain about things. Mm-hmm. You seem like you're in a complaining mood. Maurice or Morris or Morris or Momo. So tell us, Momo, what are you here to review?
Okay, so I was thinking about this last night.
Yes.
I came to the conclusion that, like, I don't really care about anything enough to talk about it for like 30 minutes straight.
Oh, great, because we won't talk about anything for 30 minutes straight on this podcast. Yeah. So
okay.
We'll
I couldn't do that.
We've already been talking for 20 minutes, so.
Yeah, about nothing really.
Okay.
About names and.
Yeah. And just so, eat.
Just eat.
Hey.
Right, so I have a list of four things. Okay, okay. So
I love lists. Love lists. Let's do them all.
Oh, you want to do like a blitz review, a tight five in each?
A tight five on
tight
each.
Tight five on perfect. Each. Let's okay. go for it.
So the first one is to review the sexual harassers of 2017.
Like, who's the best?
The best and worst. So it's topical.
Yeah.
There's a chance it might be offensive, but I think we could do it in a very tasteful way.
Yeah, obviously,
Who was your fave?
I mean, the big one, obviously, I suppose, like, the blockbuster would be Harvey Weinstein. That's going to get he's going to get a lot of votes, but he's probably not the critics' favorite.
Also, like, I don't know, with him, he's just, like, does anyone really give a fuck about him? Like, no one even knew he was before this.
Do they?
Is this another thing? Oh, okay, cut that out again.
Well, he's pretty famous in Hollywood.
I knew who he was.
I knew who he was.
Okay. I would have been able to identify him.
But that's because he had this thing where he self-publicized himself a lot. He pushed
was a
himself
known in, asshole.
Yeah, he wanted to be known as this big shot, big time producer. And he had a reputation as a scary man. But in that sense, he's just like one of my old bosses that I used to have, who was just a dickhead. And people would be, you know, wary of him and didn't want to cross him. And he'd be in a mood and whatever. And he was just running a shop.
Yeah.
Made great films, though. I did look up
the guy I worked with. Yeah, he did. He made lovely self-made amateur porn. It was just beautifully shot.
Well,
just
very so well lit. Yeah, beautiful.
The way the light caught his head. What am I talking about? Yeah, he did make a lot of good movies.
The only thing with Harvey Weinstein, like when I look at a photo of him, it does scream sexual assaulter. Like there was nothing surprising.
But I mean, but the thing about it is, if no one knew who he was, you could show a picture of Harvey Weinstein and go, this man saved four kittens from a burning woman. And, or he's a hero.
What were the kittens doing inside the burning woman?
Oh, it's very complicated.
Okay.
But, you know, you could say this guy's a hero. He you know, lifted a car with superhuman strength to get a pregnant woman out from underneath. I don't know why there's women and cats. But, and people go, oh yeah, oh God, he looks like a hero. But then if you said this guy wanted women to watch him shower and then raped people, allegedly.
You're probably pretty safe.
Yeah.
I know there's an actual case coming up. But yeah, he does look like a monster. He looks like, his head looks like a donut that fell on the floor of a barber shop.
exactly what he looks like.
Yeah, he looks like a fucking...
He looks
shitty,
really unclean,
pastry.
Just like a filthy man.
Yeah, he looks like he'd be pale and sweaty and just... But they say, like, you know, and that's the thing as well, like power is an aphrodisiac, you know? It's like powerful men are attractive to certain women, which is some kind of weird thing that... is just there in the consciousness of the world, but it's if someone's powerful, it doesn't necessarily make them attractive, you know. It
doesn't hurt.
So would you be attracted to a powerful
Donald Trump? I think he's gorgeous. leader of the free world, doing a great job.
He's probably the best sexual assaulter of 2017. Just like
he's probably the most successful. All right, yeah, he's still out there.
Yeah, the most successful. Nice catch there.
The most successful.
In that he's not. He's successfully. You know, he hasn't seen any repercussions for what he's done.
Although, actually, I think the most successful is Woody Allen.
Yeah,
because he somehow is just walking around, dick in his hand, like no criticism at all.
He's he's getting blowback now.
He has a film coming out, like.
And then closer to home,
actually. Oh.
We have to take a break. We've got to take a break now.
Oh yeah. Well, about to talk about.
We don't have time. We're running out of time for that section. And when we come back, we're going to move on down the list. I can see our solicitor in the corner furiously signaling at me to stop talking about what I'm talking about. So we'll be right back after this amazing commercial break.
Magic is real. It's contained within an app. Put your feet up and watch Peking Duck appear with just a tap. Magic is pizza tacos. Savoy fish and chips. Shish kebab. Vindaloo. And spicy crispy chicken strips. Download the Just Eat app and order food for delivery.
And anyway, it'll be in court soon. So
if you want to eat some food, but you don't want to use your feet, then just use Just Eat. Da-da.
That's good as well. That's also another good jingle. Thanks, Edwin.
So we've wrapped up the sexual harassment. Well, that's that there.
Well, here's the thing, right?
So number two on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, number two, we have...
So clean into that to edit out everything else.
A review of Elon Musk, who's like my number one celeb crush.
Yeah.
Elon Musk, the guy who wants to build a tunnel so he can get to work quickly. That guy?
You completely reduced, like, maybe the greatest mind of our time.
But I'm right. But he wants to build a tunnel to get to work quickly. It's a great idea.
I don't know much about that guy, apart from he invented PayPal, right?
Yeah, he started PayPal.
PayPal. Sorry, Jim Elliot. But I hate PayPal. It really is a really bad service to use.
I love PayPal because it's so easy to scam. I've scammed, like, I'd say close to a grand out of PayPal.
Nice.
Yeah.
They froze my account once because I sold something and got money on PayPal. Got like 600 quid on PayPal. And they were like, suspicious activity on your account. It was like, this is literally what your service is for.
Yeah. Do you want to say that you've been scamming PayPal?
I don't care. It's under fake names. So try and get me, guys. Try and get me.
Come at me.
Here's next week on the podcast. Jim Elliot tries to track down all your illegal activities.
CSI PayPal.
I used to go through a few years of just scamming everywhere. Like, there's a long list. So if someone's going to get me, it's going
to
be...
You have to, off mic, you'll have to tell me how you do that because I could do with a bit of cash.
Yeah. You're a grifter.
It's a great word, isn't it?
What is a grifter?
It's a con artist.
Oh, okay. Not anymore, but yeah, I used to.
Wink. Why are you winking at us there? What's that about?
I'm going to give him the old Tennessee PayPal shuffle.
The thing is, though, you do kind of have to have like bank accounts in different countries to do the scamming.
Oh, that's
And
like
you
way
have to live on a riverboat.
Yeah. This is way too complicated. I'm out. So that's where he made his money.
He made his money there and then sold it.
And then he said, we're going to go to Mars, lads.
He used to be balding during PayPal and he got hair plugs. But actually, like, he looks great.
Actually, he doesn't look like he has hair plugs.
Exactly, yeah.
Because most people who do get hair plugs, Bono, look like they have hair plugs.
Wayne Rooney.
Yeah. Is Elon Musk married?
Elon Musk. Was that,
I'm
that
a
was
rocket
purposeful?
Man.
Wait, hang a second. Edit. Is Elon Musk married?
No way I'm editing that out. That's way too good.
Shut up.
So here's the goss on his personal life. I'm like such a fan of Elon Musk.
Musk goss.
Is he ever going to launch a fragrance
with
for men? Musk for men. Come on.
I think he's a busy at the moment. But like, honestly, he's like, he can do anything. I would buy it too. I almost bought one
Essence
of his hats
of Musk.
That he sold for like $50 each.
They weren't actual hats he'd worn. They were like his brand as hats.
Yeah. Oh. Just for the boring company.
Disappointing.
Okay, so he used to be married and then they divorced and then he was going out with Amber Heard. Do you know Amber Heard?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
used to go out with Johnny Depp, who beat the shit out of her, and he's still walking around scot-free.
Yeah, there's another guy, yeah, he didn't feature on our list, but yeah.
No, he's, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was going out with Amber. They broke up. And then he did this interview in GQ, and it was honestly like really painful to read. Like, I kind of wept a little bit because he was talking about it. He was like, I can never be happy unless I have someone to go to sleep with. Like, the loneliness of walking down my corridor and no one waiting for me in bed, I can't cope with it. Is that not like really sad? Imagine Einstein saying something like that. Yeah. Like, he's basically like our generation's Einstein.
Yeah. And you're just like, oh, cheer up, Einstein. Stick your tongue out. That always gives me a laugh. I can't sleep, Einstein. Tell me your theory again. That always puts me right off.
A lot of money can't buy happiness.
A non-lonely corridor.
Yeah.
I like that Musk guy. I think he's a positive guy who's trying to do positive things for the planet.
Tunnel
yeah,
to work.
Changing the world.
Rocket to Mars.
I think he should be the president of the world, not just of America. Of the world. That's right. I think we need a new world president. They won't go mad with power and have someone massage them. Number three.
Oh, that's it. We're done on Elon. I mean, there wasn't much reviewing. Just he's a great guy.
Yeah. Your review, 5 stars.
5 stars. Okay.
2 thumbs up.
No stars for sexual harassment.
Except maybe Louis, 1 star.
Yeah, just because he's funny.
About how bad he was at sexually harassing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He just, 1 star out of 5.
He was basically sexually harassing himself while people watched.
Yeah.
Number 3.
Okay, so what are we, 9 days into the year?
Yep.
Yes.
A review of our New Year's resolutions.
Ah, great.
Thought it'd be good to get to know each other because I don't know either of you guys.
Didn't make one. Didn't make any.
Oh, you're good. You're like, I don't make.
Oh no! Oh, okay. No! But I just try not to lie to myself as much these days. No, I don't make New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, I didn't make any. Yeah, I don't make resolutions either because I just know I'm setting myself up for a fall.
A better podcast host would have just made one up there.
Yeah, that's true. In the back of my head, I'm thinking maybe I should quit smoking this year. But as I say that, I'm staring at a cigarette that I've rolled that I can't wait
to smoke.
So, number 4.
Wait, I did see someone once made a New Year's resolution and it was like, they put them up online and one of them was like, get a passport. And it was just a to-do list. Like, that's not resolutions. That's just shit you have to get done.
Was it George W. Bush?
It wasn't.
Yeah, I think this whole New Year, New Me thing, it annoys me because people only care about improving themselves for 2 weeks in
gym
January.
Memberships have shot up and the gyms are like, yes, none of these fuckers are coming back.
That's it. It's a boom time for gyms because people pay, and I've done that before, paid for a gym with the best of intentions and gone for 3 weeks and then
yeah.
I have what I think is a really good, I have a few resolutions, but my number one is to stop gossiping, which I feel like we've gossiped so much on this.
A huge amount. You've broken that one. Today. That one's gone.
But you're going to edit it out, right?
Most of it, yeah.
Yeah. If there's lots of weird sounding audio edits in this.
A lot of Just
people,
Eats.
It's a lot of.
There's a lot of. We've played that Just Eat ad 5 times at this point.
Yeah.
No, I just love a good gossip. And I think especially in like Irish comedy, everyone loves a good gossip.
Name redacted.
It's 50% of the people in comedy just got into comedy for gossip. They didn't want to tell jokes.
Yeah.
They just have to tell jokes to get to the gossipy bit afterwards.
A lot of them don't even tell jokes. Bit of gossip, shall we? Name names.
Name names. Name and shame. Name and shame. Name and shame. Yeah, but you can kind of get caught in that whole gossip bubble.
Because
I mean, there's gossip, and then there's people who are just jealous of other people's quote unquote success or quote unquote they've made it.
There's a lot of that. Shout out to last week's episode where we talked about begrudgery.
Yeah, but it's begrudgery, and it's this weird begrudgery in that people go, you know. Oh, how is that person playing Vicar Street or, you know, supporting someone in Vicar Street like you, Maurice? You know, I'm sure there were people.
Oh, you supported Jim Norton, didn't you?
Yeah.
How was that? Was that good?
it was like, yeah, it was like the best moment I think of my life doing it. But yeah, I didn't deserve it.
I heard you were great though.
Oh, thanks.
No, it's not about deserving.
I did hear you were great. I heard that you went down really well. They said Jim Norton's crowd is a good
yeah,
fit for your comedy.
I think it was the best I've ever done and like the best gig I've ever had.
Yeah.
I made the, like, I don't know what I was thinking though, the day of, where I was like, I wonder, I think his fans will like me. I feel like it's my type of comedy. Mm. And then I looked up like the O&A Reddit.
What's the O&A Reddit?
Well, you know Reddit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just like the worst people.
Yeah.
And then Opie and Anthony was the show Jim Norton was on, which was like the worst people.
Yeah.
And they're, yeah, so they just like have Reddit where they, I don't know, just like talk about the show or talk about Jim or something.
Yeah.
And just like the most horrible people I've ever come across. Like one of them literally said, where he's like, why does Jim keep having women open from, I mean, they're all right sometimes, but he should know we all hate women. And it was just said like so matter of fact, where he's like, what can you do? I just insanely hate women. So I'd appreciate if you wouldn't have them on.
Yeah.
But so
50% of the population, they're not for me.
Yeah.
Please don't interact with them yourself.
Yeah. Like a lot of like women aren't funny, and all that.
That's that old chestnut.
So that was a bad.
But is that their that's his American audience. Is his Irish audience is probably much nicer than that. He said,
yeah, hopefully. A lot younger than I thought too. But yeah, I was a bit nervous then after reading that, but like it, yeah, I think if I die on stage, I'm quitting, because this is going to be like the best audience for my comedy that I'll ever get.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I can't make them laugh, then I'm done.
And it's set up for, I mean, not that it's, well, I mean, I suppose it is different if you're in the Crunch, for example, which is a free gig. Sometimes people can be sort of, you know, because it's
not
free.
Not when I'm on. They're laughing their socks off, baby.
And then they're putting their socks back on because it's cold. But when people have paid money to go to Vicar Street, they're primed to laugh.
They're invested in having a good night, and they're already on. They should be already on side.
Yeah.
Did you get much begudgery blowback after that?
Weirdly, not as much as I expected. That was kind of like my favorite part of it. I was like, people are going to be fuming.
Yeah.
that they think they deserved that.
Yeah,
that
or just that I didn't deserve it, which is fair. Like, I got it because I'm friends with Jim, and I like pretty much badgered him for it.
Great. Yeah. Like, that's a good way to get a gig.
Yeah, I'd messaged him a couple months before with a video and he was kind of like, no. And then
that's exactly how I played Vicar Street, because I'm friends with Fred Cook and Kevin McGarren, and I basically said, right, outright, can I MC your gig?
That was it.
If you don't ask, you don't get. So.
I supported Hannibal Buress in Vicar Street, because I bought a ticket really early. I was up the front.
And you won a prize.
And everyone else got a free ticket.
Well, that's the thing. There's a lot of, like, Mr. Norton, who I never had heard of.
You'd never heard of him?
Never heard of him. But see, I'm not a comedy fan. I don't watch stand-up comedy or...
It shows, though. It shows.
I like... Yeah. Thanks.
Oh, you seem really hurt by that.
No, I'm not. I'm not really hurt at all. This is the last podcast we're going to do.
Yeah,
we're quitting. Four.
Whoa.
This is the last one, actually.
Okay.
Okay, review the fragile masculinity in Irish men that refuses to allow them to admit that they like ass play.
I won't admit that. Thumb up the bum.
Yeah, or anything at home, maybe.
Well, I think it's because men have prostates that are sensitive, and you know, you can get
men love that. Like, any man that in LA, it's a really big thing, and I feel like it's going to become really big in Ireland in 2018, because we always get everything like a bit later.
Yeah,
but men in LA love a finger in their ass.
Yeah,
and like it's so normal. It's such, like, I want to normalize it, mainly just because my boyfriend refuses to do it.
Okay. I know who that is.
shout out to my parents listening to this podcast. Also, I can't wait for the color supplement in the Sunday Indo where that's on the front cover. 2018's hottest things, and it's just one thumb and a guy's jocks on the ground.
The year of the bum. Star anyway.
Okay.
The year of the bum.
The Chinese year of the bum.
Yeah, because you're not talking about full on strap on dildo.
I am ideally
submissive.
That's what I want to get with my boyfriend. But I feel like if we normalize just a finger in the ass,
yeah,
then he's more likely, he's kind of like a feminine guy, so he'll be more likely to allow that to happen.
You heard it here first.
Well, this is what this episode is going to be called. Bum stuff with Maurice Gagan.
Gahan.
Come on, Edmund.
Bum stuff.
Edmund.
Shut up. clean.
That doesn't work.
I'm Edmund Salmon. He's Clean McGarrigle. And you're Maurice Gagan. And this has been Reviewables. No. How did you say your name again?
Maurice Gahan.
She's really annoyed by that.
I'd be really annoyed by that. First 10 minutes of the podcast were all about how to pronounce your name.
And well, no,
it actually doesn't annoy me.
Oh. Maurice Gagan.
Especially the last name. Who gives it, like, at that age? Or at that stage, who cares?
At that age.
Couldn't give a fuck at that age.
These young people and their names.
We look forward to 2018 being the year of the bum.
Yeah.
My God, I have to edit all this out.
It's going to be a 10-minute podcast.
It's going to be so. Remember, guys, Just Eat for all your just eating needs. It's a good app.
Yeah, it is.
It is a good app. Do nothing to plug?
No. Wait, like...
A website, Facebook, Twitter? You're not on Twitter?
No.
Look out for Maurice at gigs around Dublin.
There you go.
Just telling jokes.
Cool. Gigsarounddublin.ie.
We better get going.
Yep, bye. That was Maurice, whatever her bloody name was. I eventually got it right. So we'd like to thank Moose for coming in.
Thanks to our legal team for totally combing through that episode and making sure we're not going to get sued again.
Yeah, thanks for Harvey Weinstein for being such a horrible human being and giving us something to talk about. Thanks to Alan Bennett, our producer, Alan Bennett. SoCow did the theme tune that some people like, some people don't, apparently.
Do some people not like our theme tune?
Some people don't like the theme tune.
Who doesn't like our theme tune?
Someone couldn't get past it. Who was it? Martin?
My brother, Niall.
There you go. Niall Fahey.
I've never liked your brother.
Niall Fahey doesn't like the theme tune.
Ashton O'Reilly did the artwork.
Great artwork.
I've never met Martin's brother. Martin's still here from next week's episode. Next week on the show. Our guests are Martin Fahey, who's here now, and Edmund's brother Johnny.
They're recording the podcast inside the building.
This has been a production of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.